Montefiorino, Past and Present. Built on a rocky spur 797 metres above sea level and dominated by its striking medieval fortress, Montefiorino holds a commanding position over the valleys of the Douro and Dragone. According to documents dated 1170, the foundation stone of the tower perched on the high point of Montefiorino was laid by Abbot Guglielmo Frassinora with the help of the imperial vassal Bernardo da Montecuccolo. The objective was to create a defensive position in anticipation of war with Modena. The tower eventually became the keep of the castle, which developed some 150 years later, a structure that was to undergo much rebuilding and alteration over the ensuing centuries. Between 1240 and 1247, the castle was the scene of such devastating battles that it was abandoned until 1278. At that time, the parts that had been destroyed were reconstructed, and the tottering tower lowered to a height of 13 metres. In 1320, Montefiorino again came under the control of the Montecuccoli, first in the persons of the patriarch Guglielmino and his son Baldassare I, and later Guidinella. In this period, a new castle was built, along with a new tower to the south of the village. Of great importance for Montefiorino was the visit in 1369 of the Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV. This visitation affirmed the power and prestige of the Montecuccoli and allowed them to add the imperial eagle to the family crest. But these were far from peaceful times. Exasperated by the oppression of their feudal lords, the population rose up twice against the Montecuccoli. They appealed to the Este family, who finally granted autonomy to Montefiorino in 1426, designating it a podesteria, and keeping possession of it without interruption until 1796. At this point, we fast forward 150 years and take a swift look at some significant events that affected this area during the Second World War. Montefiorino, and much of the Modena section of the Apennines, was the site of bitter fighting between the German army and Italian partisans. Between June and August 1944, the partisans managed to liberate the area, and Montefiorino became the seat of the first democratic Italian government. Since 1979, the castle has housed a resistance museum devoted to the events of the Second World War, and in particular, the life of the Partisan Republic of Montefiorino. The museum has displays of artifacts, weapons, documents and photographs, as well as films, which tell the stories of those who played a leading part in these events. The massive fortress is commonly referred to as La Rocca. It consists of four main buildings, which enclose a rectangular courtyard dominated by the keep. This courtyard is surrounded on three sides by a loggia, which tops an arcade giving access to the Sala della Ragione, once used to administer justice. The entrance doorway, constructed from neatly squared stones, features the Montecuccoli crest, not yet sporting the imperial eagle, and therefore probably dating from before Emperor Charles IV's visit. The castle complex, constructed in the 1300s, also includes the Torre del Mercato, situated in the village. This collapsed and was rebuilt several times before assuming its present appearance as a bell tower. At its base, you can make out the original walling and some loopholes, and at a higher level, some small windows. From Montefiorino, you can follow in the footsteps of medieval pilgrims by taking the Via Bibulca Trail, which runs through an area of spectacular natural beauty. It is also possible to visit the striking Romanesque church of Rubiana.